Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome, everybody, to this Friday evening. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price producing 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. This evening, we're going to kick off Fritz and Friends going out to Judge Clinton Kennedy III on the phone with us of the 30th Circuit Court. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Cheryl.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You had a very exciting day yesterday. It was an installation ceremony at Cooley Law School. You want to tell us about the afternoon?
The afternoon was absolutely fantastic. My supporters and those people who helped me in the election came out, and the large crowd was there. We had, I think, approximately 30 judges who came and participated, including Robert Holmes Bell, who's the federal district judge. Larry Nolan was the master of ceremonies, and it was a fantastic program.
Now, the installation ceremony, for those who don't know, you've been on the bench for a couple of weeks now, but the installation ceremony makes it official, or is it a ceremonial process, or is it part of the judicial process?
Well, it's a formal ceremonial process. Most new persons to the bench do have an installation, and the oath was administered by Justice Michael Kavanaugh, and so that's the formal presentation.
Mm-hmm. You have been on the bench for how long now? A couple of weeks? A
couple of weeks. I finished my second week today and had my first trial this week.
Oh, how did that go for you? Are you settling in?
I'm settling in. It was a jury trial, and it was fine. It was interesting being on the bench rather than one of the litigating parties.
You've been 38 years in private practice before being elected in November to the 30th Circuit Court. Did you look at the litigators in front of you a little differently this time?
Well, the hardest thing was keeping my mouth shut. But I was able to do that, so I didn't look at them differently, but I looked at it as knowing I'd been on that side, and now I'm on the side that's making the decisions, and it was very interesting.
My guess is you were wanting to coach a bit.
Yes, that's it. Or I might have asked the question a little differently, but that wasn't my job.
No, and I have been involved, been brought in by the Ingham County Circuit Courts on high-profile trials before, so I've been in the courtrooms, and I must say I do enjoy the process when a judge will say to either the prosecutor or the defense, do you want to rephrase that for me? Kind of not in a formal way, but kind of in a, let me try to help you say that a little better or get across what you're really asking.
Sometimes, yes.
Did any of that happen this week?
No, but we did start a process where we allowed jurors to submit written questions. And so there were some questions that the jurors had.
Now, is that something new? That I haven't seen before.
Yes, that's something new. It's sort of experimental. I guess it's discretionary with each judge. And so I'm trying it out as an experiment just to see how it works.
Is that trial still in process, the one that you started this week?
No, we concluded it yesterday.
Just because I find everything in the courtroom fascinating, how did the jury questions, how did that work for this trial?
It was good. We don't know how it'll work in the long run, but most of their questions we were able to answer. Some of them were not admissible questions or permitted under the court rules, but they, for the most part, had some interesting questions.
Now, just for some folks who aren't clear of the different divisions of the court, and I know you and I have talked about this before, if you wouldn't mind telling listeners just what kind of cases the circuit court hears. It's quite a variety.
Yes, I'm assigned to the general trial division, so we handle criminal felonies that carry a penalty of 1 year or more, which means you could go to prison, civil actions of $25,000 or more, administrative appeals from all your state agencies, such as civil rights or Department of Corrections, all the state agencies come there. In addition, we sit as a special court known as the Court of Claims, which is a statutory court where we hear all original actions involving the state of Michigan. And we have all your equitable actions if you're seeking an injunction or relief. That's in the general trial division. Then the family division handles your divorce cases, child custody, child protection, juvenile delinquency, and matters along those lines.
Now, you were elected to the bench to fill the seat of Judge James Giddings, and he had to retire just simply because of age by court statute. Is that correct?
That's correct. The statute provides that a sitting judge cannot seek reelection past his 70th birthday. So you can serve past 70 to the conclusion of your term, but you can't seek a new term after your 70th birthday.
One of the philosophies I liked in reading some information about you, Judge Kennedy, was that, and you had mentioned this to me before and when we have talked, is that you treated each case as if it was the only one in the world. And I'm certain that served you very well as an attorney, and I'm assuming you're going to bring that same philosophy to the bench.
Yes, in my private practice, I realized that when people brought their case to me to represent them, usually it was a major decision. Even though the case was not, say, a great case in the overall scope of legal matters, but for them it was very important. And I certainly am striving and will strive to give that attention to each individual that comes in.
And what about you've been on the bench a couple of weeks now, certainly still in the legal realm, obviously. What kind of changes and challenges do you see in your new position with the 30th Circuit Court?
There's a lot to learn, even though I was familiar with it. There's a lot to learn. There's a huge administrative staff. I have a court reporter. I have a law clerk. I have a judicial assistant. And then there's a whole court clerk's office. So I have people who make sure I get the files properly, the documents are filed, the orders are entered. Then we have schedulers who schedule the trial. So the team of just administration of justice, I think, that's the biggest adjustment, that how large the team is, how competent the staff is, and I'm the rookie.
That's not a familiar position for you, is it?
Not a familiar position, so I have to rely upon them.
And what also has to be interesting for you is seeing people you've worked with for decades coming before you, and I would think resisting the urge to say, hey, how you doing?
Yes, that is true, and people whom I worked with, even in the clerk's office, filing documents and getting things done, now we're working together, and for the most part, they're all very pleased to see me there. I've been really impressed with the outpouring of support from the court personnel.
I'm guessing there were probably a lot of those folks in attendance as well as family at the installation ceremony yesterday as well.
Yes, I think there were about 400 people at the Cooley Law School Auditorium hosted this event for us, and all I can say, it was a special, special event.
Well, I'm very pleased to hear that. I have one last question for you. You went to U of M Law School, and you're a Lansing man, born and bred. Who do you root for?
Well, I root for the University of Michigan, and I pull for Michigan State, except when they play the University of Michigan.
Boy, now there's I knew you were going to cut that one right down the middle. But I had to ask it anyway.
Yes.
Well, congratulations again. I've heard from some folks who were at the event. It was just as special for them watching as well. And congratulations to you, sir. And I look forward to speaking with you again on different cases and issues.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Been speaking with Judge Clinton Kennedy III of 30th Circuit Court in Ingham County. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.